Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
This is Satanic Rites,
and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Your face in a name and a constant pain. Kind of weird, you know, this nice background music, you know,
la 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 la,
and yeah, we just heard Gwar with a pretty dang heavy song called War Party. It doesn't really fit, but we'll take it, I guess. So that was Corey's pick. It was Corey's pick. Guitar player, newest member of the band Hippo, which everyone's going to go see on Friday at the Osborne Tap House. And, yeah, so War Party's from an album called War Party, which came out in 2004 on DRT Records. We heard Toxic Holocaust before that with Acid Fuzz from a record called Chemistry of Consciousness. That came out in 2013 on the Mighty Relapse Records. Yeah. We heard Bat before that with Revenge of the Wolf from Under the Crooked Claw. That came out in 2024 on Nuclear Blast, another massive label for the heavy stuff. Relapse is at it again with Iron Reagan with Close to Toast from The Tyranny of Will. That came out in 2014. I really like the band. LJ introduced me to this band. They're called Villain. I believe they're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We heard the song Fires in the North, and the record is Don't Be a Hero, and that apparently just came out in 2025, so look at us. Thanks to LJ, we got our finger on the pulse there. And then Lycanthro off the top, which I'm probably saying wrong. My apologies. A song called Mark of the Wolf, and the album's Mark of the Wolf, too, and it's 2021, and Alone Records put it out. There you have it. 2:17 in the morning. And we're going to do a CKW weather right away. And this is we usually do this at about 1:30, about the halfway point. We try and do it, but you know, it doesn't always work out like that. So CKW weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
Let's see something here. Oh, good.
Weather.
Excellent. All right. So currently in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, you know, I'm a little disappointed. The Weather Channel told me that tonight was going to be a lot warmer, you know, a few days ago, and it hasn't turned out like that. It's minus 27 in Winnipeg right now, and the wind chill makes it feel like minus 38. And it's crazy to me, but the wind chill is only coming out of the west-northwest at 15 kilometers an hour, and that makes it minus 38. Could you, like, the other night was crazy. Did you guys poke your head out? Hopefully you didn't. I did. And the wind was just a howling, and, you know, it was, like, probably 24, 25 below. I didn't even check. Like, I didn't go to the weather internet thing. I don't know. It's pretty late. Give me a break. But, you know, I didn't check the weather, basically, and I don't even want to know what that wind chill was. Because, dang, that was, like... Yeah. So I hope everyone's doing okay. That's not lucky enough to have a roof over their head. You know what I mean? I always think about those people. You know, I'll tell the story again. But in years past, when I'd leave the show, there would be lots of people in the West End here, where the University of Winnipeg's located, and in the wintertime, it was scary because there would be people walking around without the proper, you know, clothing on in weather like this, in 38 below, you know, weather. And, you know, there was a couple of times I actually called the police and said, hey, there's a guy out here who looks to be in distress and it's freezing cold and he's got like an autumn jacket on, no toque, you know, probably no long johns, just wearing jeans. And this dude doesn't look good. You got to come and help him. And they did. But now it's very odd. The West End is like a ghost town. It's very strange. I don't know what the deal is, what happened. I don't know where everyone went. It's very puzzling to me. But there used to be lots of people, even in the middle of the dang night, walking around. And now no one. Now, like when I leave tonight, there'll be no one. Not one person out, which I'm glad. Because it's 38 below, but it makes me wonder, where'd everyone go? Do they move to a different neighborhood, or what's going on? It's puzzling, but anyways. So we're actually a degree lower, though, than we were supposed to be. It's supposed to be a low of 26 below, but oh well, we're colder. For tomorrow, for today, actually, Wednesday, we're going for a high of negative 19. Tomorrow night's going to be minus 28, ouch, and who knows with the wind. But a little bit to... It's going to get a little bit better gradually. Thursday, the 29th of January, is a complete sun and minus 20. Completely clear at night, minus 25. For Friday, the 30th, it's going to be minus 18. Hey, getting good. And sun, if you like the sun, hey. And then minus 22 and clear at night. Wonderful. Listen to this. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Saturday, the last day of January, minus 9, mix of sun and cloud. Hell yeah, I'm down with that. And at nighttime, though, it looks like probably Sunday we might be shoveling a little bit because minus 13 and a 60% chance of flurries. And then for Sunday, the snow goes away. Minus 12 is the high, not bad. Minus 19 at night with cloudy periods. And then Monday is supposed to be again a high of minus 12. So not too bad. And we all knew the cold weather was coming. We just got spoiled, you know, in the beginning of January, end of December. So. Wonderful times, wonderful times. So there you go. There's CKW weather for everyone.
Weather.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. All right, so what do we got? 21 minutes after 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're down to about... we're down to, what is it, 39 minutes left in the show? Yeah. And so I went to see Fear, the band Fear from California, IA. Legends. And I'm super glad I did. It was at the West End Cultural Center. It was sold out. Age of Self. And, what was the other? Oh, Negative Charge, of course. Those two bands, the openers, were fantastic. They were so good. And Fear. Fear started off a little bit slow for me. But then they went crazy. They went they got better and better as the night went on. I'm going to do a full set of Fear right now for everybody to celebrate that. And then we'll come back if we have some time. We'll do a little bit of concert and club thing. And then we got a couple of tunes for the end of the show. So it's Fear. A little bit of punk rock for everybody here on a frigid cold January 28th. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio closing her down for the night pretty soon. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
More beer! More beer! All I want is more beer! listener-driven, never corporate-programmed. This is independent radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.
We're not recording right now, are we?
Yeah.
Buy them lots of presents. Would they let me smoke?
All right, CKUW 95.9 FM. Yeah. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. It's episode 343. It's our seventh year on the air, folks. Jeez Louise. And it's 2:38 in the morning. We're close. We're close. We're 22 minutes away from jumping in our vehicle and heading home. And, yeah, laying our head on our pillow. And probably almost instantaneously falling asleep. Although, I gotta say, I'm pretty wired. Although, there's signs the eyes are getting a little heavy. That's for sure. But, anyways, thanks for hanging in. There's a set of all music that involves the band Fear, who just did a Western, and kind of an Eastern Canadian tour in January, which is really brave. Or really dumb. I don't know which one, but the guys in Fear seem to be in good spirits, and they came out, and they, like I said, they started a bit slow, but maybe their fingers were frozen still. Maybe they were still in shock, because it was cold. That night was cold. Damn. And anyway, they came out. They got better and better and better, and the $50 I paid for the ticket, I feel, is you know, fully worth it. I'm so glad I got to see him. Another legend. I can cross another legendary band off my list. Is wonderful. So, and hearing I Love Living in the City by Fear was a thrill. And that's what we just heard off of a record called The Record, which came out in 1982 on Slash. And that they had that the reissue on sale at the show, but I could only afford a shirt. So, regrets, we got a few. Hey. We heard What Are Friends For before that from 2024 is the Last Time, which came out on Autumn Age Industries. We heard The Mouth Don't Stop and The Trouble With Women Is from More Beer from 1985 Restless Records. That's pretty controversial, fellas. Jeez. I guess the fellas were in Fear were maybe dating some people they weren't getting along with. So, jeez. Anyways, we heard "I Don't Care About I Don't Care Without You," which I love. That's one of my favorite Fear songs from American Beer, which came out in the year 2000 on Hall of Records, and classic. "I Believe I'll Have Another Beer" before that from a record called "Have Another Beer with Fear." Heck yeah, and wonderful 1995 Sector 2 Records on that one. And we heard More Beer before that from an album of the same name, 1985 Restless. And off the top, it was I Don't Care About You. Again, going back to the legendary The Record, which came out in 82. Slash Records put it out. So, wow. Wonderful stuff. Yeah, so we've waited really, really long for this. The interview, of course, was quite long. And hopefully you enjoyed it. It was quite an awesome experience, I have to say. I really, really had fun, and yeah, the boys were great, so it was good. And I can't wait till Friday, but let's do the CKW Concert Event Guide, because there's lots going on. So Big Sugar's here January 30th. That's at the Club Regent Event Center. So that's coming up right close. And again, we're going to go through it again. So Hippo, Juste Orange, After Work Ritual, and No Complacent is this Friday, January 30th, at the Osborne Tap House. And it looks like we're going to be going doors at 8 and bands at 9:30, I believe. So there you go, for sure. That'll be all over the internet, by the way, folks. So check it out and make sure you get the right times there. But yeah, I would highly recommend you come out for all the bands, because they're all great bands. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't really know After Work Ritual, but I have seen No Complacent, excellent. And, of course, Hippo and Juste Orange are great. And, yeah, I love discovering new bands, so After Work Ritual, hell yeah. The very next night, I'm probably heading back to the Osborne Tap House. In fact, there's a 99.9% chance I'm going back to see... Well, my friend Tammy is throwing herself a birthday party, and that's happening on Saturday the 31st at the Tap House, and it's going to be Sans Regret, who I love, and it's going to be Spectre, and it's going to be the Murder Bird. So it's going to be an incredible night. Two nights in a row, the old man's knees are going to be killing him, but that's going to be great. I'm going to play some Spectre and some Sans Regret here in a second, I think. We've got Robots of Rush, which I would have loved to see. I'm a huge Rush fan. That's happening on the 31st, though, as well, at the Pyramid, so I can't go, but yeah, that sucks. So we've got Vitiate, I think that's how you say it, Death Tax, and Killing Hammer. That's at the Osborne Tap House again on February the 13th. The Offspring and Bad Religion are here on Saturday, February the 14th at Canada Life. Nope, not going to that one. Oh, well. Perception Check, again, No Complacent, and Sans Regret, again, is February the 20th. That one's down Main Street at the Bulldog Event Center. I'm excited for this one, too. Big Trouble in Little China. Again, get your earplugs out for this. Satanic Rites, Nothing, and Career High are playing side stage on February the 21st. The Trues are back here on February 21st as well at the Birdie. Megadeth, Anthrax, and Exodus, hell yeah, February 25th, Canada Life. Charlie Crockett is here on the 26th at the Burton Cummings Theater. The Sound Off are releasing an EP on February the 28th at the Handsome Daughter, yeah. Live, Big Wreck, and Econoline Crush are March the 2nd, and that's at Canada Life Center. I want to go to that, man. I like Live, for sure. Scum Dumpster, Juliet Ruin, Sans Regret, Toaster Bath, yeah, Shit Happens, and Ticked Off are March the 7th at Club Happenings. That'll be killer. Death Tax, The Whatevermen, Until Defeat, and Public Disservice, that's March the 6th. And that's at the St. James Lanes, which is actually pretty close to my home. So that's kind of cool for sure. Ellis Sappy is here on March the 19th at the Park Theater. I really want to go to that. What's next here? See, this is where things get a little bit weird. Oh, yeah. In my list, I mean. Yeah. So the Windups are going to be the Sex Pistols, and the Guns of Wolseley are going to be the Clash, and that's happening on March the 21st, and that's at Side Stage. That'll be fun, for sure. Let's see. Oh. Yeah, Stuart Copeland. I have a ticket for this. The drummer for The Police. Oh, my God. March 28th, Centennial Concert Hall. Amazing. That'll be... I'm so looking forward to that. One of my favorite drummers, no joke, of all time. No questions. Just, he is one of my favorite drummers. There's no doubt about it. We've got Triumph here on May the 5th at Canada Life. I've heard some weird stuff, though. My buddy Rybo is telling me that that it might not be, like, two-thirds of the original Triumph might not be playing at that show. What the hell? I don't know what's going on there. That's bizarre. And but, you know, don't take my word for it. I got to look into that a little bit more because that sounds just weird to me. Yeah, odd. All right, so March, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff announced just recently here. So, sorry, I've just got a whole bunch of jumbled stuff. Oh yeah, the Casualties were just announced for the Park Theater on April the 26th. Wow, crazy. That'll be cool. And what else do we got here? We've got William Prince and Boy Golden on April the 25th. That's at the Centennial Concert Hall. Apollo Suns is playing their final show. That's sad. May 29th at the Park. Good grief. In June, all the way up to June, the Park Theater just bombed us with two big shows. Napalm Death and Primitive Man are June the 9th at the Park. Holy kishmoly. Looking way ahead, Winter Sleep is June the 30th at the Park. Don't forget Folk Fest is June 9th to the 12th. Yeah, like always, like every year, everything's getting filled up. And, yeah, my bank account's begging for mercy, that's for sure. So, anyways, let's end off with a set. So I'm going to play you the new Megadeth song, or one of the new songs on the Megadeth's self-titled final record of all time. Hold on. Frog in my throat. And good thing the night's ending here. And I'm going to play a cover, though, from the new record. It's a cover of Metallica's Ride the Lightning. We'll do that. We'll play a little bit of Sans Regret, and we'll play the Mighty Spectre, because they're Spectre and Sans Regret are playing, like I said, this weekend. And, yeah, this is a neat version, though, of of Megadeth. So, all right. So make sure you tune in again next week, folks. It's our show before Fun Drive shows, and that's coming up next week. We're going to have some fun. We're going to rip some tunes, and yeah. We'll have a good time. So thanks so much for listening. Head out this Friday and Saturday to the Tap House. Have some fun. Meet some people. It'll be great. Here is Megadeth. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio. Bidding you a great good night. Take care, everyone. See ya.
just get it over with. If this is true, just let it be. Waking by horrid scream, free from this frightening dream. Flash before my eyes, now it's time to die. Burning in my brain, I can feel the flame.
Keep us right, a better safe, so you need you on the fine. Sit deep, the family.